Disabled single dad Macau Scales has been homeless for a year. Since November, he and his four-year-old daughter, Seihai, have been living in the D.C. General Family Shelter.
I just got to constantly reassure her that this will get better. It's only for a little bit. I get the crying at night. I get the, I need your comfort. Some nights she just wants to sleep with me. She just wants that contact. Sometimes she don't. I mean, sometimes she adjusts pretty well.
Still, Seihai goes to school every day, while her father studies psychology at a local college. DC General, an old hospital complex, is a temporary home for about 286 families. During the day, its hallways are almost empty, with the children in schools or daycare and their parents working or trying to find work. The shelter was recently the center of local media attention after an advocacy group reported on problems with the heat and with pest infestation.
And every family will tell us, you know, shelter is not ideal, but it's better than being on the street.
Amber Harding is a lawyer with the Washington Legal Clinic, which helps the homeless obtain housing, shelter, and other services. She says there are anywhere between 1,200 and 3,000 homeless children in Washington. Too often, she says, these families are forced to move from place to place almost daily in order to find a safe place to stay.
The district is only providing shelter to families when the temperature falls below 32 degrees. So any night that it's above 32 degrees, the district doesn't have a legal obligation to provide shelter. And on those nights, we know that many families, you know, are ended up staying in bus stations, Greyhound station, Metro parks.
And one room probably about as big as this living room. There were six beds.
Charlize Baltimore was lucky enough to get out of the shelter, where she had lived with five of her six children for 7 months. She got into a voucher program, which requires her to pay only 30% of her income for rent, and recently moved into her own house.
I was overwhelmed, overjoyed. The kids just, because we actually came to look at the house, and I had the keys, and I had everything. I picked the kids up from school, and they were like, where are we going, Mommy? Ha-ha! When I let them out, whose house is this? This is our house. This is our house? Yes, honey, this is our. I opened the door, they went running around.
But finding affordable housing is a major challenge. And some residents told council members at a recent hearing it is even hard to get access to the shelter. David Burns, the city's director of human services, says Mayor Vincent Gray has committed millions of dollars for homeless services. And he says that's already starting to help.
We're shortening the length of stay here. We're finding and have been able to reduce the number of placements into shelter from last year. So there's already a positive effect that's taken place.
Back at DC General, Macau Scales says homeless families should also be provided with a training and education to keep any affordable housing they might get. In the meantime, he's not losing hope that he will soon find his way out.
When you lose hope, you lose everything. And that's the only thing I have right now. And that's a lot, because it gives me my motivation to get up every day, to go out and try my hardest to make this experience my last experience, and to really come out of this.
Milena Djurdjic for VOA News.
I felt like just, I don't even want to be here. It's something better that I can be doing than being here.